This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The National Garden Bureau has selected Monarda as the perennial plant of the year for 2021. To be honest, I thought, really? It's prone to powdery mildew and can get leggy. Well, I had another think coming. Also known as bee balm, this plant has been used medicinally for centuries. Its nickname, bee balm, is not just because it's a bee attractor, but it's also a balm for bee stings. How handy for those of us growing it. The flowers are really fun and beautiful. The leaves have a fantastic scent that have been used to brew tea, again, for a very long time. Monarda fistulosa, or wild bergamot, is one of the species commonly used for medicinal purposes. Monarda didymma was primarily used for tea. Many of the plants now are hybrids of the two. Both species grow well in full sun or partial to light shade and are adaptable to a variety of soils. Monarda didymma prefers rich, moist soils for best growth. However, many commonly grown cultivars are often more tolerant of drier soils because of hybridizing. GardenView Scarlet is a great selection that's less likely to get powdery mildew. Butterflies and hummingbirds also love it. Looking like starbursts or firecrackers, these 2-inch blooms are held straight up above mint-scented foliage on bushy, beautiful plants. It will begin flowering in midsummer and continue until the colder weather of early fall sets in. This plant grows to 3 feet tall with a 2-foot spread. Check out Sugar Buzz Grape Gumball. This variety forms a dense mound of magenta-purple flowers on well-branched, strong stems over lush, dark green foliage. It has excellent resistance to powdery mildew, and it's great for massing along borders. I have much more and pictures on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.